Moncrief on News Talk.
One of the largest immigrant groups in Ireland have come from the UK, but for many of them, it's a little more complex than that. Their parents could be Irish. They may have grown up in Irish communities in the UK and as children come here every year for holidays. Thus, moving here doesn't feel so much like emigration, but coming home. Yet, of course, when they get here, the question is always the same. Where are you from? Longtime Killala resident, the writer and performer Kate Kerrigan has a new show exploring this idea called Am I Irish Yet? Afternoon, Kate.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Did you always feel Irish?
I always felt Irish. My parents were Irish, my grandparents were Irish, and Ireland always just felt like home for me. You know, I grew up in London, but I spent my summer holidays in Ballinagh, County Mayo. I made friends there, and I always just felt that I was Irish, identified as Irish.
Yeah. Did your parents tell you you were Irish?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I grew up in London in the 80s, and being Irish was, well, it was kind of a problem.
You know, yes.
At that time, it really was, for obvious reasons. And so, you know, it was very easy, tempting, felt safe. And an awful lot of Irish really just sort of kept their heads down. And their children were going around with English accents. And it was very easy for us to disappear. We were always very interested in Irish politics. You know, I came from a Republican background. My parents were Republican sympathizers. My grandfather was in the IRA. And so, and there were a lot of young people like me as well that spoke out about what was happening and made ourselves unpopular. And it felt like, you know, we were expressing our Irishness. And then when we came over to Ireland, we were called English and cheese. You know? It was one thing getting it off, you know, being in a pub as a teenage girl, shouting my mouth off, fighting with young Cockney, maybe guys that were looking at joining the army, and shouting my mouth off and getting into trouble, and then coming home and being told I was English.
Mm. You know, So how old were you then when you decided to move to Ireland?
I was actually in my early 20s. I had a great life in London. I was the editor of Just 17 magazine. In the old Take That era, we launched Take That on Just 17 at that time, and I had a great life in London. It was a life that a lot of my peers envied, but I'd always had this dream to move back to Ireland, and so a job came up, and I came over and found myself editing Irish Tatler when I was probably 23, something like that.
Mm. So was it then when you came back and you came back to live in Ireland and you weren't on holidays, you weren't surrounded by your cousins or whatever, that you were just living? Was that a bit of a culture shock then for you?
I would say it was an absolutely massive culture shock, you know, because my Ireland was not Dublin, you know, and it wasn't the Dublin media. You know, so I remember, and I did get a lot of flack, you know, because basically jobs in the media in Dublin are rare and hard enough come by. Basically, you have to wait for someone to die before you can get a good job on a newspaper. And I'd waltzed in from London with this little hee-haw English accent to take over Irish Tatler, and I had no educational background. And I thought I was Irish, but I didn't know anything really about Irish culture, about Irish. But I just knew, you know, I can remember being interviewed in one of the newspapers and, you know, people were asking me all the time, what does a little English woman like you know about Irish women? You know, how can you be editing a magazine for Irish women? And I would say to them, well, actually, I am Irish. And then I'd bleat on about my, you know, parents moving over to London in the 60s and make loads of references to Tato Crisps and Big Tom. And think, you know, so that they would know that I was the real thing. So I came up against, a lot of lampooning. I quickly realised that I wasn't, you know, going to be considered Irish in the full sense of the word. And so I just wanted to be here. I just loved Ireland and I felt like this was my home and this is where I wanted to come back to.
Mm. And over time then, have you kind of come to accept that there'll always be a bit of that?
I have, but, you know, since I've written the show, and I wasn't expecting it to take off as much as it has, but I've almost become a kind of an advocate or a spokesperson for the tribes of second and third generation Irish people living particularly over in the UK and America and here, actually, returned people. So people who, like myself, consider ourselves Irish but still talk like Tans. And you know, I think there is, you know, I feel I'm Irish now. My children have never thought of me as being English. They don't really notice the way I speak. And it really does all come back to the accent. You know, there are people, friends of mine, who moved over here when they were 10 or 11 or 12 and were born in Leeds and Liverpool and just adopted an Irish accent at school. Mm. And, you know, because otherwise the bullying was too intense. And that would still be the case now. It's like, it's okay to go, well, all right, mate, here you are, Cockney. You think you're Irish. You know, you're not really Irish, are you? You know, you were born in. And it's okay for people to lampoon. And they do in schools as well, you know, with young people. It's still okay to kind of hate the English. And there's this kind of myth, you know, people say to me, well, we don't hate the English. You know, we like the English. Those days gone, you're looking at them going, I'm not English. Yeah. I think it's more of a problem in Dublin because people from Dublin don't have the same experience of mass immigration as we do down the country, particularly on the West Coast in Mayo. So everyone down here has English cousins, English relations. They're over and back visiting them all the time in the UK. And they understand that most of the people that emigrate from Ireland, you know, over the decades and centuries, emigrated because they had to. And then the people that were left behind, they were the privileged people. You know, they were the people whose parents who had enough education to stay in Ireland, who had enough land to stay in Ireland, who managed to survive the famine. And there are far, far, far more, you know, like 10 times more people that identify as Irish living in the UK than there are in Ireland.
Mm. But you must, I mean, because we've talked about this on the show before, and it always gets a big response from people who are in exactly the same boat as you, who just because by dint of an accent, they never feel fully accepted, but they didn't feel at home when they, you know, they didn't feel at home when they were living in England or Scotland or wherever.
No. And it is all in the accent. And that's really what my show is about because, you know, I've been living here for 35 years. I'm Irish novelist Kay Kerrigan, and I still speak, you know, depending on who I'm speaking to, I either speak like Princess Diana or, you know, Cat from EastEnders. But I do not have, you know, an Irish accent. And people still come up to me and say, where are you from? You're over on holidays. Mm. And I say, no, I've been living here for 35 years. And there's always a little touch of, well, you haven't lost your accent. You know, and I'm like, well, I have tried to lose my accent. You know, I've got a statue of St. Anthony and decapitated him and put him upside down in a bucket at the back of the garden and hope tomorrow morning I'll wake up speaking like I'm from Ballinyare, you know, but it hasn't happened. And so it's...
Well, that'd be worse if you suddenly started putting on a Mayo accent.
People, it's not okay to kind of lampoon people for their accents. And particularly, it's also, there's a kind of a, you know, the, I mean, the show that I'm doing is a comedy and a lot of people relate to it. But, you know, the serious issue behind it is that, you know, it's kind of hurtful to grow up as an Irish person, loving a place, loving your heritage, loving your history, doing Irish dancing, playing GAA matches, and then coming home to Ireland. And many people don't have families here. They don't have people here, do you know? And they come home to Ireland and they're sort of not really welcomed. They don't feel, they're not welcomed as if it's home. They're welcomed because they come home and they've got money in their pockets. And they have a bit of cash, and particularly with the Americans. And it's kind of like, come over, come back to the homeland, give us your money, pay, stay in an overpriced hotel, and then, you know, back to England where you belong.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Kate, says, that woman is describing my life. I moved back at 21 and my parents had to finally come back with me after promising for years.
They can come and see my show. I'm at the Kildavenant Festival in Ackle on the 6th of August. And then I'm on in Westport. And I don't do many shows in Ireland. Most of my shows are done over in the UK. But this is the response I'm getting. I mean, I've been writing novels for most of my life. I took to the stage at the age of 60 to tell this story for one night in my local theatre. And I am telling the story of people for the first time. The response is incredible. Do you know, it really, I'm touring over the UK all the time. And, you know, the reason I'm doing it, because, you know, I am in my 60s and I would quite like to be doing gardening. But it's just, there is a groundswell of feeling where people actually feel able to stand up and say, yes, I am Irish. I am Irish. I just talk like this. Do you know? Mm. And the one place where we want acknowledgement and validation is home. And we just don't feel that.
Yeah.
You know?
Kate, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the writer and performer, Kate Kerrigan, there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.